The Power named a squad of 29 for Thursday night's clash with St Kilda. Now, there are a number of new faces in there, including Joe Attlee, who's been good enough to join us. Joe, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
As I said, you've been included in the squad of 29. When will you find out if you're playing or not?
So we found out yesterday.
Oh, any news?
I'm playing half a game.
Oh, good boy.
Congratulations, mate.
Thank you.
Did you... In terms of being drafted pretty much in November and first trial match and you're getting a kick, that's a fantastic achievement.
Yeah, I guess so. It's pretty exciting.
You know where you'll play for that half?
I don't know the details yet. I thought it'll either be the first or second half, and I think it's midfield.
Okay.
Midfield role.
So have you been training with the mids, forwards and backs? Tell us about your training.
Yeah, been training mainly with the midfield, and then occasionally going forward or back, yeah.
How did you
trying to mix up the positions.
Yeah, got to be a bit flexible there, Joe, which you certainly are. How'd you go in the internal trial, did you think?
Not too bad. Our white team, we did all right.
They did?
It was an A and a B squad, and we were the Bs, and we took it up to them for the first half and then probably fell away a little bit, but, yeah, I thought we did all right.
How'd you find playing against some of those, you know, AFL real quality players, Boak and the like? Did you enjoy the challenge?
Yeah, it was unreal. I guess like, as a kid, you always watch these people on TV and you think, oh, I wish I was out there playing with them. Mm. And then you actually finally get to do it. That was pretty cool.
In terms of, you know, you've been at the club now probably 4.5 months. Who is it that you've gone out and you've thought, wow, these guys are super professional? Who are you moulding yourself on in terms of a person who's a great role model and great trainer?
Yeah, I guess because I've been with the midfield group, mostly like for the pre-season, I guess like Ollie Wines, Travis Boak, Brad Ebert, those sort of players. They've been really good.
Okay, a couple of other newies. Sam Powell-Pepper, I was impressed with him in his little internal trial. He's going okay, Joe?
Yeah, he's going very well. He's doing everything right at the minute.
Is he playing?
Yes, I think he is.
And what about William Drew? I don't mind him. Willem?
No, he's not, but I'm sure he'll get a crack soon.
Okay. And Brett Eddy, I'd like to see him get a crack shortly.
Yeah, he's getting a crack. He'll be there.
He's playing as well, Joe.
Yep, he's playing.
What about Dan Houston? Let's get because we might as well get the 26.
Okay.
Timmy G's got to call it. Danny Houston, Joe, while we're on a roll.
Yeah, I think he is as well.
Okay, and where's Robbie Gray at? He's just got a bit of general soreness, bit of a cue in the rack, has he?
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure. it'll be something like that, but I don't think it's anything major.
Had a look at St Kilda's side. They've picked probably their strongest side. I think Lee Montagna's got a leg injury, but apart from that, they've gone in with a really good side. So two fairly strong sides. It should be a good challenge taking on what many people think will be a finals-type contender in Saints.
I saw their side and looks pretty strong as well, so. I was pretty surprised Josh Battle didn't get a gig after kicking five last week, but, it just shows how good their side is.
So, Joe, tell us, how have you settled into Adelaide life?
Not too bad. Been here 3 months now, and living with a host family and Will and Drew. So.
Oh, good.
We're going well at the minute.
Close to Alberton or near the beach?
Yeah, it's about 5 minutes from Alberton and about 10 minutes from the beach.
Okay.
And probably 20 from the city.
Oh, that's not too bad. And a host family, what you don't do anything. You do your washing, your ironing, do you any folding, do you put the bins out, do you have to cook? How's that? Is it all silver service, Joe?
Yeah, so our host family, they probably do most of it. But like we do a little bit when we can, but by the time we get home from training, we're tired and just want to go to sleep.
Yeah, are you a golfer?
It's good having them.
A tennis man, a fisho? What have you done in and around Adelaide?
I haven't done a whole lot actually, because like I said, on my day off, I usually just want to sleep. But bought a fishing rod today, so I'll
get
down later and do a bit of fishing
at Tackle World Adelaide, I hope.
Mm.
You did? Oh, Joe! So you want some tips, Joe? I'll probably be able to do this off-air, but you
Rowe's a bit of a fisherman, Joe, in case you don't know. He rates himself.
No,
yeah,
I don't.
Yes, you do.
What do not?
You're going to have your own fishing
have
show. You're the modern-day Rex Hunt.
Have I ever talked about my catches in the sport room?
Yeah. Well,
you are.
Well, Gussie Monfries is your mate, fishing buddy. Maybe Gussie.
So, Joe, you've got to sidle up with Gussie Monfries. He knows what to do with the old fishy.
Yeah, I have heard that. He loves putting a catch on Instagram. There's a few boys that like their fishing, though, so I hope I can hook in with them.
Very good. Now, how good is it you're playing your first game in Melbourne? I'm guessing a lot of your mates and all your family will be able to get along and support you.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. So I've got all the family are coming down and a fair few mates are coming down, so it's pretty exciting, yeah.
Bix, you missed it. I can hook in with them. That was quite a little pun.
I just let that go.
Did you? I reckon they're good.
No, I didn't pick up on that.
Oh, Joe, come on. Yes, you did. You're working it beautifully. Hey, I tell you who I was impressed with in that internal trial was Jackson Trengove's energy and excitement in that forward line. They're going to persist with that, aren't they?
Yeah. He's a real general down there. I suppose wherever they put him, he has a real crack. So, yeah. It's good to play alongside him.
Okay, and we just got another text, 1-999-1395, while Joe's on a roll. What's Matty Lobie doing? Is he in the team?
I think so, yeah. I think he is. Actually, not too sure.
That doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that one, yeah. I'm not completely sure.
And Paddy Ryder, I've got a lot of excitement about seeing him in Port Colours after the suspension. Joe, how's he been moving and what's he like around on the track?
Yeah, he's been moving well. Played half a game last week and I think that was just managing
him.
But, yeah, he's looking good on the track.
And in terms of Ken, his focus over the 3 weeks of the three matches of the JLT series, what's he spoken about that's important to the team?
Just playing a role, doing the team thing. I guess just keeping it simple now and just don't overcomplicate it.
Hope your brother's going to watch you when you get into Etihad Stadium Thursday night, Joe?
Yeah, I think he's coming.
Good work.
He doesn't play till Saturday, so
good work.
A couple of days off.
Joe, buddy, terrific, mate. There's a couple of debutantes in there. You're one of them. We know they've thinking highly of you this year. You keep up that work. You're flexible in the way you play your game, and you're certainly exciting with that as well. I hope you can get plenty of sleep and your host family look after you, and I reckon you can dunk that rod. Tight lines, Joe.
No, thanks for having me.
And if I was a half-decent bloke, I'd invite him out with me, wouldn't I? Because he's new.
Well, I'm sure there'll be an opportunity.
Gussie's listening. Yeah. We might get Gussie to grab Joe. We might just do a little...
And get off
dip the rod.
End of the Grange
just
jetty or something. Just
dip the rod.
Off.
I don't fish off the jetties.
Okay. Hey, Joe, thanks for taking the time and good luck on the weekend.
Good on you. Yeah. Hey, now I want to mention this. Port Adelaide take on St Kilda Thursday night. It is Etihad Stadium and live and local, the only radio station. And I know we don't like blowing our bags, but on behalf of management, I think we can because we do and have gone to every single Port and Crows game. So Kimbo, Timmy G and Kane Corns, and I'm proud of that fact.
Well, the other thing, of course, is it's not on free-to-air TV.
Correct.
So the only place, if you don't have Fox, people lucky enough, 30% of Adelaide that do have Fox can watch it there. But if you don't and you want to know what's going on, 5AA will have it.
Double A. Of course, tell your mates.
You made some references to Joe's brother. Of course, Joe's brother is Sean. Sean Atlee plays for the Kangaroos. About 100 games. So if anyone was wondering why you kept referring to his brother, it's because he's a bit of a
Because I like how he plays. He's very quick.
Got some toe.
Is young Joe as quick as Sean?
Well, I don't think he's as quick. I think he's a bit more inside. Sean gets it and runs on the outside. I think Joe's a good combination of both. Hearing very good things about Joe, and that's a pretty significant deal to be able to be drafted in November and come February, you're in the first team. That is,
I think it is
well
too.
Done to him. Sam Powell-Pepper, Willem Drew, there's a number of young guys who are going to get an opportunity.
Will we get in trouble for asking those questions of who's in and who's out? I don't think it's a secret.
No,
the young fella gave us everything. We could have asked him what's Ken's game plan, and the young fella would have just rolled it out, Vix. Oh, Joe, I hope you're all right with the coach. 20 past 5.